This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is attending the All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police at Bhubaneswar in Odisha today. The conference is being held to provide an interactive platform for senior police professionals and security administrators in the country to discuss and debate diverse national security-related issues. Deliberations during the conference focus on critical components of national security, including counter-terrorism, left-wing extremism, coastal security, cybercrime, new criminal laws and narcotics, among others. The President's Police Medal was for distinguished service will also be awarded during the conference. Home Minister Amit Shah, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister P.K. Mishra are among the key dignitaries taking part in the conference. The Centre and the Asian Development Bank, ADB, have signed a $98 million loan agreement to improve horticulture farmers' access to certified disease-free planting materials. This will enhance crop yield, quality and resilience to climate impacts. The loan agreement for Building India's Clean Plant Programme was signed by Joint Secretary in the Department of Economic Affairs and Officer in Charge of ADB's India Resident Mission. According to the Finance Ministry, the project supports the Atmanirbhar Clean Plant Programme, which strengthens plant health management. It will help develop regulatory frameworks and systems to implement the Clean Plant Programme effectively for horticulture in India. The project will involve collaboration with private nurseries, researchers, state governments and growers' associations to ensure its success. The project will also help farmers in adapting to climate change by addressing the impact of rising temperatures on pests and diseases. Cyclone Fenjal over southwest Bay of Bengal continues to move towards northwestwards with a speed of 15 km per hour since yesterday midnight. The cyclone is likely to make a landfall tonight at Puducherry. Due to the prevailing situation, normal life has been thrown out of gear for people living in coastal areas and delta districts. People living in low-lying areas have been shifted to camps as a precautionary measure and are given food, shelter and basic assistance. Water levels in the reservoirs are steadily rising up. Pundi, Cholavaram, Pural, Chemabarakabakkam, Viranam and Kannakottal, Theravoy, Kandigai are fast filling up due to consistent rains in catchment areas. Flight services have been affected badly. The airport has been closed temporarily due to strong surface winds and water stagnation in runways. In view of the cyclone, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin took stock of the situation today. In an interaction with the media after his visit to the Cyclone Control Centre at Chennai, the Chief Minister said that the government has issued necessary instructions to the district collectors of Tiruvallur, Kanchipuram, Ranipet and other districts to take necessary action. The air quality in the national capital, Delhi, continues to remain in the very poor category with an average air quality index, AQI, of 348 as of 7 a.m. this morning. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some areas of the city have breached the 400 AQI levels. The IMD has forecast that Delhi and the surrounding NCR are likely to experience smog and shallow fog during the night and morning hours over the next 2 days. In the Under-19 Asia Cup, the Group A one-day international cricket match between India and Pakistan is underway at Dubai International Stadium in United Arab Emirates. In the opening match of the group, Pakistan were 100 for no loss in 23 overs against India when reports last came in. Earlier, Pakistan won the toss and decided to bat. In another match of the group, United Arab Emirates, who won the toss and elected to bat, were 157 for no loss in 24 overs against Japan in the Sharjah Cricket Stadium when reports last came in. In badminton today, Syed Modi India International Tournament match between Indian duo Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto and Chinese pair Zhou Zhihong and Yong Zhiyi in mixed doubles semifinals is underway in Lucknow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.